This meeting, colleagues, comes as a result of Mr. Deutsch's letter to me as chairperson, as well as his verbal to the committee last week, Friday, in which he raised concerns, against which I also raised concerns, that I know you met him. On Friday morning, at 5 to 11, I received an SMS from Mr. Lloyd informing me that he was coming to the meeting. 5 to 9. He was raising issues of the programming cluster that they are complaining about lack of progress in the community. And he also raised an issue of the ISP chief who had complained to the cluster programming about the late tabling of Chief Mangos Lutheran's proposal by the committee, and he indicated the date of the 31st of October. I was very angry when I received that SMS. I sent another extremely hot the SMS, wanting to know what they mean about lack of progress, because I cited in my SMS, we meet every single Friday, we don't picnic here, we work, sometimes we even meet twice a week. Now, I'm asking to elaborate on lack of progress. The second issue I raised with my SMS, I said to you, I myself have asked last term already the committee secretary to go and check with the MA table where Mr. Mtelezi's proposal was, because I was very keen to table it before the committee. I sent her twice, I phoned them twice, I wrote to them twice, I phoned Chief Mtelezi himself and his PA, and I phoned civil citizens tracing the proposal, wanting to put it before the committee. My secretary came back twice, saying that they could not identify or locate it. They pretended they knew nothing about it. I was surprised that me and the committee are the ones that are accused of taking it back. Well, because Mr. Mtelezi, when he sent it to the speaker, he gave me a hard copy and he sent me an electronic copy. I was aware of the date when he submitted it. So when, after 3 weeks, when we rose last term, it was not yet here, I asked him to go and say, I phoned them twice, I wrote to them, I have read that can go there. And I said to him that I'm taking it. We found no joy in facing it. I even faced civil citizens once, because he also had forwarded an electronic version of the thinking. And I don't know what he said to this meeting, but I know at the end of the meeting, you agreed with him that we must write something that indicates where we are with in every item. And that you should have forwarded that to him by tomorrow Wednesday, so that he can go and present it to the programming cluster on Thursday. So that's why we are meeting here. But some people in my absence as an acting chair have dollar to go and do a summary of the things we have done and how far we've gone for the day. I and Mr. Shu and another committee member looked at the thing this morning and we were not happy about the information. We found it to be very scanty. For instance, in terms of the date, where we had considered one issue in 4 different meetings, only one date was reflecting the date of the commencement of the discussions in the committee. So we asked them to go and and complete that column by stating each and every date on which an issue was discussed in the committee, because it created an impression that we tackle every proposal only once, which means that we are not applying our mind, we are not serious about members' proposals. So she's going to improve that column on the date, but also she must not only write the date of consideration, but the date of tabling, so that we also show with that record that we don't dilly-dally in terms of putting things before ourselves. When they are put before ourselves, we table them and then we consider them. What we also found wanting was the column on information, where the last column she only wrote completed, not completed, etc. We said that you can't just write completed, you must go and write, did the committee assent to the proposal or did they object for the proposal? And in the scenarios where there were recommendations, for instance, the education, the South African Schools Amendment Act by Mr. Bainam, it had two amendments. One amendment rejected, one amendment we sent back to the Portfolio Committee on Education. So we wanted that information. The issue, and the other one is the issue of the Lottery Act. We didn't reject it. We said that we will redirect it into the renewal processes of DTI, of the Goal Act and other issues. And we said they must give us quickly report. We said they must keep the proposal abreast. And they have subsequently wrote something to me once where they had a meeting with the proposal, and the proposal was happy with what DTI was doing with the proposal. So that proposal will find its way into the whole renewal. So we partially rejected or but agreed to it. So she's working on the column with me. We should have completed by the end of the day, and we'll put it into the your sitting hall by tomorrow. We'll also forward it to Mr. Deutsch, which will be a record of what we have done so far with every bill, a synopsis. When we received it, how many times we considered it, who had proposed it, what were the decisions taken on that bill. The whole number of the list of how many there are and things. But also that she must also show the things that are flowing into the next case, which is Mr. Chief Buterres' deal. She must show the date in which she received it, and I pointed it out to her that we have not even tabled this before the committee. So only today when we adopt the program we will officially table it. So its date of tabling is only today. But simply because she received it on the 31st of October, we have received it in the committee only today. So we can't have been expected last week to have dealt with it. The same with civil systems proposal. It's not yet before the committee. I just explained to the secretary this morning that there is a difference which she didn't seem to understand between consideration, programming, as well as tabling. So when she receives issues, she must alert the committee and the chairperson. She tables it before the committee so that we have received this proposal in a formal meeting of the committee. Then we are tabling. Then she must go and program it. Then we agree to the programming and I sign as chairperson. So it gets into the program. Then in terms of the program, the days allocated on the program, then we consider it when days come, which are reflected on the program. So there seems a confusion between herself and Joyce's office about when a thing is received, it is sent to us on the 31st of October. We don't receive it on the 31st. They send it maybe electronically or otherwise. We can only table it in our next meeting, our city meeting, to say that we are tabling this thing so that you know that it is before us. Then the next step, we program it and allocate the date of consideration for it. Then we consider it when those things come, when the time comes. But of course, in between, we juggle with the program. Sometimes we waste time on items. We under budget the time for the items. Sometimes we over budget the time. So the program we frequently augment in terms of how we deal with it. Now, I will open for comments and input at this stage, but to say that myself and Zola Blues decided that at the end of this meeting, at 2 o'clock, I'll just go and find into the house and go out so that we improve that resume of the things we have done, the days by means of which we did set, the days by means of which we received set, and the progress we have made, and an indication of the ones we have rejected, of the ones we have ascended to, and the days thereof, and whatever the combination we have made in respect of each one of them. Also, bearing in mind that some of the things were withdrawn unceremoniously before the committee. The TFMA proposal, there was a gentlemanly agreement between the proposer and the minister, and whereas we have programmed it, tabled it and programmed it, it was unceremoniously withdrawn. The same applies to the labor relations proposal. But I said we must still reflect those things that sometimes the difficulties do not come from our side. They come from the members themselves and sometimes the authority. So, I don't know what you have to say about this, whether you agree that go and further work on it and send a copy, which we will send to Mr. George tomorrow, which he must take to the meeting on Thursday, and maybe if he wants to be supported by one of us, there is a strong possibility that I won't be here again on Thursday, but then either Mr. Mishin or someone, if he wants accompaniment to the cluster program from our committee, we will surely send somebody to go and represent us. Let's entertain the consumption.
Yeah, no, thank you, Jefferson. Yeah, maybe I should start from the start. Firstly, we are happy that you are back. We
must thank you, sir, and the team for doing what in my absence last week. And so, thank you very much. It's sincerely appreciated.
No, thank you. Now we have seasoned members. Yeah, no, thank you, Jefferson. I think starting from the start is that one, we had a meeting with Mr. Joyce, honorable member, in the absence, of course, of our visitor. Zodwa should make available the minutes of that, because he said we should have the record of that meeting so that it would assist you in terms of issues of principles which we have agreed. It is a principle because we have raised issues that are of concern and the long-standing issues, especially like the issue of the workshop, certain perceptions in terms of our capacity, which he confirmed that yes, there's no way doubt our capacity. He confirmed that the workshop that was run by Mr. Andik is the one that represents the parliament, and he doesn't see any need except for when it comes from our side, but from our side. And then we were open to say the reason was that maybe there was a misunderstanding, but from what he confirmed, there was no contradiction in terms of our understanding on our mandate. The second one was, of course, on the question of the Brazil issue procedure, which also has been justified. I know you'll cover on it because in terms of progress. But also, in terms of then the issue here, the recommendation for that flexibility reflects that if there is a need for you So to wish to make a presentation, I think that can be accommodated. But what should be appropriate at this juncture is that you complete the process and briefing before you leave. It's quite competent because you are just having plan A and plan B. So we can rule out the plan B. The emphasis was just that he was also saying it is important that he be briefed so that he then can be able to make and it looks like it was a longer standing issue that they've been raising from time to time, and he didn't have enough ground to defend the community. So which is very clear that an impression was created. But also for the benefit of other members, I think you have covered everything. And I would believe that, for that reason, we agreed also to go an extra mile to have a meeting today, so that we can finalize.
Gentlemen, I also
thank
you
very
much for proposing this meeting and for agreeing to it, because it helps me to catch up with what I have lost on Friday, and also to be informed when I write a report to you that we must use for the programming group. I must also tell you that I'm a member of the programming cluster. But I'm a very disciplined member of the ANC. I sit there as the ANC chair for her, and sometimes I don't go there. And even when I go there, I don't put the committee chair head. I don't take advantage of situations where I sit in a meeting because I chair another committee. I advantage the committee that I chair because I happen to. So I just wanted you to know that I am a member of the cluster committee, and not a single time in my presence have the issue of this committee arisen. It only arose last week when I was not there. But I don't doubt the validity of it. But my worry was the speaker's office. When members who have complained, they conclude that we have not been made. Because the issue of last week's programming class arose when the chief of the ISC complained about Mr. Roy. Now they grow, then the office of Mr. Roy brought a generalization when people are asking about one thing. Where is this thing? Why is it not yet considered? Then they conclude that there is a view of lack of progress. But I also attack a common unit. In addition to the issues that I will send him as a resume of the program, I will send him an email, phone him to like attack a cover letter so that he doesn't struggle on Thursday in front of the cluster. But I think it was also good that Mr. Remember raised the thing that he finally came to the committee. I think we've cleared a number of things on Friday. I understand them better. We are also happy that you understand the problems we are facing as a community. So I think it's better off here, better off since the Friday meeting. Yes, the issue isn't Mr. Pittman's thing was the first in June. It's not our baby that is only sent to us on the 31st. It's them. Yes. So now they claim an impression that we've been sitting on it, yet they know that we have been even probing them to see, but when is the case? In fact, I must tell you again that when the Secretary General of the ANC in the media said that he agreed with the proposal of Prime Minister for the candidate, I again wrote to the Speaker's office and I again wrote to the House to say that Mr. Buthelezi has faced this thing before the committee. So the ANC must contain. So I've done everything that I should do. So I'm not sorry. And I can't put it before the committee up until they send it. Mrs. Mann.
I just want to confirm what you have said, because I've also spoken to our leader and been told the achievement of the party. You know that it wasn't here that the things were stalling, it was on the way. So they clearly understand it.
Thank you very much. Okay, now let's just... We're off for a long holiday, working holiday, to graduate.
I hope you find it in order. We rescheduled for the 16th and 16th tentatively. When I did that, I presumed that the secretary, in fact, I think I even said to her, she must communicate this to the Brazilian, to our embassy in Brazil, and also to the travel agency. It looks like the travel agency was not taken on board about the proposal of the day. I don't know, you speak for yourself now. Now, we only learned yesterday that there are no flights up until the 2nd. And the returning flights will return on the 2nd, which means that we will have a free weekend in Brazil preceding the meeting, and a free weekend in Brazil post the parliamentary meeting and post the progress. Our embassy does not have a problem whatsoever, that neither do the Brazilians. They just alerted us that their parliament will not work again. So they can't extend their program to accommodate us for the weekend. So we shouldn't then. But we must take this. I mean, we have fought so much for it, so hard for it. We should not it's approved now. Preliminarily approved. Joyce has approved. The chief whip, until I said what the researcher to him except demanding an approval. He has not seen the application. But they put it into his hands and said that they will come back after the meeting to get it. So it's the reason. But I spoke to him also by SMS yesterday. So the last time he was going to approve already, Joyce had approved. Now this time Joyce has approved, so I presume that he will also approve. We have to tackle the issue of SNC. What happens to SNC if the shop is extended? The hotel accommodation is okay, the embassy is okay. But I think come hell and come sunshine, whoever is opting out will replace all the things. Whoever thinks it's too long, worse or worse, and I said, if the opposition is opting out, I don't mind taking a whole year to continue the So, let's entertain this now. Let's just see. We are first to go by all the things again. Go by all the things again.
Okay, but I'm going to explain that the minute you make a booking and you don't pay for the booking, then you lose the booking. The minute you book and you don't pay, then the travel agency is going to give away the ticket that is supposed to be to other people.
When you said that's what happened last time, are you suggesting that we forfeited ticket money last time?
No, I didn't pay. That's why we lost this weekend. That's why we can't leave this weekend. Because I didn't pay for this ticket for this weekend. Because I didn't get approval first. So the minute I get approval, then I can pay. Then the ticket. So for India, the last time we got tickets for India. And then they charge us, but they're going to simply cancel when they're going to refund us. So I was avoiding to do the same thing, getting the tickets and then the next thing I have to pay for something that is not going to happen.
Well, let's not debate this. I'm going to be asking Zola on the 9th of December. I have a booking and a reservation and I have not paid. If the last time I was supposed to go to Italy, I checked 2 days before. You make a tentative booking. And if anything emerges, then you can do. That's what I thought you would do. So even now, I have not paid for my dear sister, but it's a tentative booking that I've made. I can cancel it 2 days before. Then there is a time limit for things which you can cancel. You can't cancel it on the day, but besides the issue. Mrs. Ma?
Yes, sorry.
Can
you say it's very unusual for travel agents to make that statement? Mm-hmm. And if that's the case, I mean, you may have to go somewhere else. You see, you can't have, I mean, you make a booking. That booking stands good until 24 hours before your departure, when you cancel it.
I think the communique that will be circulating should also maybe accompany, like with a, just a brief confirmation in writing on the outcome, so that those who are going start preparing, just to outline what is it that you like to expect of the people, because this environment is so busy that by Friday, but since it is the 22nd, maybe there's still time, but I'm just saying, so that you do not have the hiccup that she's gone through, so that we are in a positive way. But we research also, then you will also maybe discuss, talk to the researcher in terms of any other documentation or information that you will research on that will form the package. But I wanted to know, so you indicate in terms of the weather there. You know, I happened some years back, I happened to go to Switzerland and with all my winter clothes, only find that it was summer, it is just so that you indicate about that. Thank you.
I'll come to you, so. No, I said to them this morning, they must send the members who are going a weather update. Of the duration and also the kind of summer. But those who are going to keep their emails open every day will be talking to you about this. Including the fact that the weekend which we are free and the 2 weekends, you are still responsible and accountable to Parliament. Because if you get injured there, etc., except for if you ask for permission, then you exonerate us. But it's not going to be a free-for-all where you think we have weekends on and you go and the chairperson and the team does not know where you are. Everybody is going to account for their movement, because if you get injured in Brazil, this parliament is liable. So we want those who remain behind to know that we will try by all means not to put the committee and parliament and our country into shame or disrepute by this behavior, too, because we will be having a number of days that are not allocated in terms of programs. Mr. Becker's issue is slightly different. I want to put it to inform the committee that when we are supposed to go, his wife is a friend to our ambassador, Lynn Lewis Zulu. They serve together in the Council with Rita. So, she's going, but they are putting everything of her going. Accommodation, the airfare, etc., etc. So I've made it abundantly clear to him in writing that we will not incur expense, including the issue of the insurance. I raised the insurance that what when the client gets injured or killed or whatever. He clarified me that he will be paying with a credit card which has an insurance and company. So I'm sure they know that when we want him in a meeting, she will release
working. So members should not be surprised to see his wife. They might not think that Parliament is incurring a cost. And they were going to slightly overstay if we were going for 5 days. But I'll discuss that with him. He will inform me. But I truly have no reason to doubt their noble intentions of not putting us into trouble cost-wise and otherwise. So if you trust my opinion as a technician, I will submit to the committee that I don't foresee any problem. And if we still manage to get a flight for her, she will be part of us and again not be part of us. She will be traveling with us but not at our cost or at our expense. Is this okay with the committee?
No, it's fine.
I just wanted to go back to the earlier issue of the your meeting or your rectifying the report this afternoon. That I think it will be okay that you sign and you go and say to it that the entire thing is done so that after you have left you are not again being asked that 1, 2, 3 is not done. And I'm happy that the way you reported, the way you also responded to the whatever allegations they had against the committee. So I'm saying that we reach out to them and we are alright with it. Okay.
Madam Chair, may I just, on my personal behalf, thank you personally and the remainder members of the committee. We also know that sometimes it's not that easy to take a guest along. But I can give members the assurance that my wife has been a member of Parliament for Gauteng Legislature for quite some time. She knows what it is to go on parliamentary visit and that type of thing. Of course, she will be excused from our own type of aspects over there. And just to endorse again, what has been said is that Parliament will not spend 1 cent on its behalf on this
thing.
Thank you.
On the insurance.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, I also had a meeting with Martino this morning and the researcher in pursuance of a research. I wanted to call, excuse me, the last time they were estimating the cost and I wanted the timeline from them. And I wanted to emphasize the issue of the language that the committee emphasized on. Because they say they normally use English as a master language in the master questionnaire, which they translate into 6 other languages. So this morning I emphasized to them that we will never be forgiven as Parliament if we do a questionnaire in 7 languages instead of 11. So they will do it in 7. And I said to them, if they struggle with translation, we can use Parliamentary translators to translate the questionnaire from English to But they made an undertaking that they will sample the whole country and they will use all 11 languages. I also had a brief discussion with them about the questionnaire, reflecting what the committee said about preliminary about the questionnaire, also that it is maybe too long, too short me to ask what the direction of the core body should be, whether we should improve the current floor crossing mechanisms and law, or whether we should scrap it completely. But we will ask a preliminary educational question, you know, not question, but the introductory statement or question will be educational about the issue of floor crossing in Parliament. Then we ask them also to conclude the questionnaire neatly in a way that gives room to them to make recommendations, those that will be interviewed. She does not expect the cost to be way beyond what we had estimated, and we said that we expect it to be around that figure that they had originally proposed of. The next month is
A minimum of 100,000, a maximum of 200,000. So we said to them, if you think it will exceed this, you must rather taper down the questionnaire to suit the cost range. So they will forward the questionnaire to members, to all of us. Gary will text to us in our constituency the latest by the first week of December. They will do the survey. They will do the survey in March and give us the results in June. Because it's an omnibus, we are riding on to the research. So, which means that we are going to put this thing in deference until June, and we'll complete it in June. So our interaction with it will only be to, for now, will only be to approve the questionnaire. I think that timeline is right because there is no threatening or looming floor crossing. And if you want a paradox, I think we can wait, we can afford to wait for June. I don't know what the committee is.
I agree.
We are pretty confident.
You know what? My problem is funny. I'm being rude, but it's the pity of my problem. I wish you well, because it looks like probably I won't see you until next year. Let me take this opportunity to thank you for your cooperation. Thank you for coming. Wish you a peaceful festival.